Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Bain Chronicles, The Last Stand of the New York Institute by Cassandra Clare, Sarah Rees-Brennan, and Maureen Johnson. Read by Jamie Bamber.
New York City, 1989. The man was far too close. He lingered by the postbox about 6 feet away from Magnus and ate a sloppy Gray's papaya hot dog covered in chili. When he was done, he crumpled the chili-stained wrapper and threw it onto the ground in Magnus's general direction, then tugged at a hole in his denim jacket and did not look away. It was like the look some animals gave their prey. Magnus was used to a certain amount of attention. His clothing invited it. He wore silver Doc Martens, artfully torn jeans so huge that only a narrow, shining silver belt prevented them from slipping entirely off, and a pink T-shirt so big that it exposed collarbones and quite a slice of chest. The kind of clothing that made people think about nakedness. Small earrings rimmed one ear, ending in a larger one swinging from his earlobe, an earring shaped like a large silver cat wearing a crown and a smirk. A silver Ankh necklace rested at the point over his heart, and he had shrugged on a tailored black jacket with jet bead trimming, more to complement the ensemble than to protect against the night air. The look was completed by a mohawk, boasting a deep pink stripe. And he was leaning against the outside wall of the West Village Clinic long after dark. That was enough to bring...